Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Jess Myers is here, covers the Wild for the Pioneer Press. And Jess, we laid it out in the segment before. It's pretty simple. If the Wild can seal the deal in Vancouver tonight, beat the Ducks on Tuesday, it doesn't matter what Calgary does, even though the Wild got beat by the Flames 4-2 last night.
Uh-oh.
Is he there?
You hear me, guys?
Yeah, we are there.
I'm here, yeah. Sorry.
All right, Jess, really simply. Wild still can take care of their own business with two to go.
Correct. And could have done it last night. Disappointing effort, obviously. And talking to players and to John Hines after last night's game, you know, they came out flat. They're down 4-0. They wound up changing goalies. Just not characteristic of this team. And this is coming off a game on Wednesday where they won in overtime 8-7 against San Jose. You know, the one thing that guys like Marcus Foligno said last night is, this isn't who we are, the last two games. This isn't our identity. This isn't the kind of hockey we play. So, you know, that's a big thing tonight in Vancouver is just get back to playing the style of hockey you can play. You know, Vancouver's out. They got nothing to play for. They've had a chaotic season, and it's going to end with them out of the playoffs. So this is still a chance, to, like you said, control your own destiny. Take care of your own business. Don't watch the scoreboard. Don't rely on what anybody else has to do for you. Come out tonight in Vancouver, put in a 60-minute effort, win a game, and you're in the playoffs. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, and beyond that, the Wild are getting some good news in spite of the game in Calgary last night that they may be getting healthy, and now it's just they can get into the playoffs. Let's see what happens.
Getting healthier, yes. You know, we had a scare last night with Jared Spurgeon. Looks like he took a puck to the throat, which is a tough thing to deal with. He had to miss some of the game. And then looks like they might be getting a new player here in the next day or two with Ziv Buyum potentially signing and joining the team on Monday in St. Paul to practice. And he could make his NHL debut Tuesday when they have their home finale against Anaheim. So an exciting time with them, you know, getting the two big guns, Kaprizov and Eriksson Ek, back. And those guys had 6 goals in that crazy game against San Jose. So, yeah, it seems on paper like these are better times right now. It just has to translate to the results on the ice.
All right, so it's a Wild in Vancouver tonight, and the Ducks back at home, and then kind of wait. Regular season doesn't end until later in the week, so depending on what the Wild do, this drama could linger until the Flames finale.
If you look at it, too, the final game for the Wild will be Tuesday night. They could start the playoffs as soon as Saturday. Now, it looks like they're either going to have to go to Winnipeg or to Vegas, depending on how things shake out for that final 2 wild card spots, if they can lock one of them down. Here's where it gets interesting. Both Winnipeg and Vegas have events booked at their arenas next Saturday. So I would think at the earliest, the Wild are going to start the playoffs on Sunday, a week from tomorrow, at one of those places, if they get in. And that will be a considerable layoff for a team that has been on this breakneck pace of playing essentially every other night now since the Four Nations break.
Yeah, just absolutely crazy. What a whirlwind it's been. So once again, Jess, coverage late tonight. And then, of course, right back to St. Paul on Tuesday for that finale against the Ducks. By the way, Western Michigan, UMass, Frozen Four, are you going to keep an eye on that?
Absolutely. I had a streak of 14 straight years I've been at the Frozen Four, and I'm not there this year. I'm in Vancouver, and the sun is shining off the ocean, and I can see the mountains, so it's hard to complain about not being in St. Louis. I'll say that. But, the Frozen Four, just a great event. And a lot of Minnesota ties, by the way, on that Western Michigan roster. Their coach is from Rochester. Alex Bump, their top scorer, is from Prior Lake. And then, of course, their goalie and one of their better forwards, the Sklinski brothers, are from Warroad. So if you're a provincial Minnesota hockey fan, you might want to cheer for Western Michigan in this one.
And Jess, we can always count on you to mention something about Warroad. I love it.
Well, I'm just pointing out facts and figures here. You know, starting goalie in the national championship game as a freshman, not a bad thing to hang your hat on. The guy who was the Brimsek winner in Minnesota just 2 years ago.
No, and I love you, the pride for your hometown of Warroad. That's for sure, Jess. Hey, it's always great. Thanks for the time.
Sorry, couldn't give you more, but glad we got to talk.
Yeah, all right. Take care. There he is, Jess Myers, joining us from the Pioneer Press covering the Wild. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll update the weather. Chris Hine will talk Timberwolves. Ant is in. It looks as though he would miss the finale against the Jazz. Ton on the line tomorrow. The Wolves could jump into the top six. They could be in the play-in tournament. A lot on the line tomorrow in the NBA. We'll get into that with Chris in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.